Now, a second element of the growth of the expansion of Europe in this period is technological innovation and dissemination. Talking a little, as we now will, about technology provides us with some interesting opportunities to show how interrelated various phenomena may be. Now, it's worth saying in the first place, the Romans were not terribly interested in technological gains. There really was not much in the way of important technological achievement during the Roman period. The medieval period, on the other hand, was one that was fairly rich in technological innovation. So that we're sometimes inclined to think of the Middle Ages as the Dark Ages, as having descended from the heights of classical antiquity. Well, in point of fact, if we were talking about technology, we'd have to flip the polarity of that old equation and say actually the Middle Ages were rather cleverer. Essentially, the clearest indicator we have of medieval technology, of its application, and of its connection to this population increase that I just mentioned, is in the realm of cereal production. Medieval people vastly expanded cereal production. How? Indeed, they laid down most of the fundamental ways in which it is possible to get sort of maximum cereal production out of the soil before the modern advent of chemical fertilizers. That has been the great change in modern times. Not anything else, fundamentally. Not even, for example, the use of motor-driven tractors and that sort of thing. Well, how? How did medieval people increase cereal production, which made it possible to feed a larger population, or a little hard to know which is the chicken and which is the egg. Maybe the growing population called forth, necessity being mother to invention, called forth some innovations in how to enhance the food supply. A little hard to say, again, which is the driving force here. And which the consequence. But anyway, well, a greater use of horses as draft animals. A horse is significantly more efficient than an ox. He does more work for no more food. In fact, perhaps even a little bit less food. He is stronger. Thus, fields can be plowed more times. The soil can be turned more carefully. But a horse requires very different harnessing than an ox. And so we see, for example, from about the year 1000 or a little after, the proliferation of the horse collar. In a sense, when a horse is pulling a plow, or for that matter, pulling a wagon, the horse is driving a horse collar forward, and it's the horse collar that's pulling the wagon or pulling the plow. If a horse were simply harnessed the way an ox was, with essentially leather traces across its chest, it would immediately choke him. He'd stop. He couldn't work, you see? So new harnessing was required. Now, the hooves of horses are particularly sensitive, and therefore they had to be shod. This virtually universalized the use of the horseshoe in Europe. Now, this provided protection, provided a bit of traction as well, but fundamentally it provided protection for the horse's hooves, but it'll occur to you perhaps right away that if we're going to shoe all of those horses, we're going to be involved in iron, and we're going to be involved in smithing. You see? We're now requiring certain other things to develop as, for instance, horse harnessing, and the use of horses as draft animals increases. The new heavy wheeled plow with an iron plowshare fits into this picture as well. Now, this type of plow appears actually to be an invention of the Slavic world. It appears to have come into Western Europe in the Carolingian period. In the Carolingian period, apparently, it was used on, for instance, large estates, on the estates of the Carolingian family, on the estates of the greatest churches, the greatest monasteries. But it wasn't widely used, perhaps until the 11th century or so. But it began finally to proliferate throughout Europe. Now, the heavy-wheeled plow is important for several reasons. Once again, we put horses in front of it. It can do a lot of work. A heavy iron plowshare can cut much more deeply into the soil than can the older forms of the aeratrum, the Roman scratch plow, which really didn't do much more than sort of just disturb the surface. The soils of Northern Europe are very good, but they're damp and they're heavy. So the heavy wheeled plow is able to turn the soil, which aerates the soil. This is also very important.